Freeman Brown wird am schönen Morning 6 January
1 तन्माया मुहितत्ता जज न जानन्ति इत्युक्तम् अविषयस्ताच्च तस्य दीक्षा स चिदस्यामि दिस् इस् कमेण्ट् दट् दोज़् हू आर् आई मीन् इन्वॉल्व् विद् दि मेटीरियल् एनर्जी this material energy means the three modes of passion, ignorance, and goodness. Karmana Mohita, this is the moha, swami illusion. Anyone who is contaminated by these three qualities of maya, he is supposed to be involved in my material existence. Tanmaya Mohitattam na jānti. And anyone who is involved with the material qualities of this external energy, they cannot understand what is called. It is not possible. Abhishattak, this is not their subject matter at all. The subject matter for them differs. Therefore we see they are becoming educated, scientists, philosophers, they do not understand what is thought. Obviously, it is not their subject matter. That I repeatedly say, that one who is not a devotee of Krishna, it is Bhagavad Gita is not a subject matter for justice. What to speak of commenting upon it. He has no business to comment on Bhagavad because it is not their subject matter. It should be very distinctly understood. There is a Bengali parable, Adar Bapari Jahajir Khabar. Adar Bapari, a merchant living in Ginja. So he is taking information, what about the shipping, just like one cart load or one ship full of Ginja. So Adar Bapari means he has not very large quantity of sale. Ginger is taking very little quantity. So ginger merchant, if he has got stock, say, one bag, it will take months together to sell it. And if he thinks that I will stock unless of bags, it is useless for him. That is not his subject. But one who sells rice or waste, that is in great demand, that he can talk and talk of large shipments. Similarly, those who are already engrossed in material qualities, they The science of God is not their subject matter at all. So that is the case. So, just like, who shall be the guru? Whose subject matter is only Krishna or God? He shall be guru. Not an amateur man, he's doing some other business, and some part-time he met guru business. That is not the subject matter. The subject matter is different. Devasudan Mahas and Siddhar Swami says, Abhushat Pratya Tasha Itiya. Because the subject matter is not for them, however they may exercise their senses, go means Indra. Simply by exercising, just like there are so many yogis, they exercise their senses only. Yam, pranam, senses. But it is not their subject matter to understand God. They may show some jugglery or some gymnastics, wonderful, or they may get some material perfection. Anyway, there are 8 kinds of perfection in yoga system. One can become very small, just like there was a Trailanga Swami in Banaras. He was staying naked on the street. The police objected and was put into police custody. He again came out. That means people became more devoted to him. But still, this is a perfection by the gymnastic or yoga process, but that does not mean he knows God. That does not mean. There was another yogi in Banaras. Anyone would come to him, immediately, in a pause, he'll present 2 rasagulla. And after eating 2 rasagulla, the man will be captivated, and big man, manager of bank, and this and that, and this, they become captivated. He does not know what has given me 2 rasagulla, say 2 anas, or 4 anas, at most. The body becomes captivated. Oh, here is a yogi. He can manufacture immediately. And in Calcutta, I was passing in a street, corner of the street, and there was some crowd. And I entered that crowd long ago, when I was a young man. So I saw that he was a Mohammedan something. He was giving everyone some pieces of grass, straw. So he gave me one. So I saw it is ready, kismis. So I immediately quit and went there. So some yogi can show, he'll press his beef and there's milk will come. So there are so many yogic fantasies. But that does not mean that he knows God. Or a great philosopher like Dr. Radha Krishna. That does not mean he knows God. Therefore, Brahma Sangita says, Advaita Yachita Anavi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajavanat Vedesu Dulla. Simply by Vedic knowledge, it is very difficult to understand what is Govinda. Vedesu Dullava Adurlava Atmabhakto. But he is available from his pure devotee. So here the same thing is stated by Jamaraj. Jangaboi na gobhir manasa asubhiva vidā jirā vāsu bhito vitakṣati. सात्मानं जीवानं आत्मानं दस्तारं जम आसितय रूपाणि चक्षुर्यथा कर्मभूतं न जानन्ति तथा परम आकृतिनां प्रकाशतम नहि प्रमाता प्रमाणस्य विषय इति भाव. So our bhakti process is not to try to see God personally. Just like the Kurmi is a challenge to we can see eye to eye God. No. That is not our process. Our process is different. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. आकृष्ट बापादर्तां सुनिश्च मां मर्मातां करो तो वह अदर्शना. एवरी डिवोटी लाइक्स टू सी बट चैतन्य महाप्रभु से दैट इवन इफ यू मेक मी ब्रोकन हार्टेड नॉट बीइंग सीन फॉर लाइफ और परपेचुअल इट डजंट मैटर इट स्टिल यू आर माय वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड. That is pure. Just like there is a song, my dear Lord, please appear before me dancing with your flute. This is not devotion. This is not devotion. People may think, oh, how great devotee he is. He is asking Krishna to come before him dancing. That means ordering Krishna. A devotee does not order anything. Or ask anything from Krishna, but he loves only. That is his pure love. That is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Aslishtabhapayalarkamsinashkuma. You either embrace me, or you trample down, you give me all kinds of miserable life. And you break my heart, not being seen by me. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer in his ecstasy of Radha. That is one thing. So we should not try to see God. Then we will be baffled. Sometimes if trying, if I baffle, I cannot see, then I conclude there is no God. If there was God, I prayed so much and he did not appear before me. Then it is all humble. You see? So, pure devotion means sanna vilasita sannam without any desire, any desire, simply one desire that how I shall be able to satisfy Krishna. Register what is Mr. Singh. You are saying that I shall do my duty and I do not want to know whether Krishna is pleased or not pleased. This is not bhakti. This is not bhakti. Bhakti means the bhakta's only business is to understand whether Krishna is pleased by my activity. That is bhakti. But because they have no relationship with God, they are puzzled that how I shall understand whether Krishna is pleased or not. They are puzzled. And that answer is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. If you please the representative of Krishna, Guru, then he is pleased. Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat. Otherwise, you cannot understand whether Krishna is pleased or not. You can understand also. Because if you follow the Krishna's instruction, Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajya, mamekam saranam. If one is completely surrendered to Krishna, and he has no other business than to serve him, then he can understand that, if I do not understand whether Krishna is pleased or not, by the formula I can understand, because I am fully surrendered, I have no other business, then Krishna must be pleased. That is it. And, practical. Krishna appears in two ways. He appears as antarjan, the super soul within himself, within oneself. And he appears as the spiritual master. External. Chaitanya Guru and Dikhava. Chaitanya Guru, as the supreme spiritual master, he is in everyone's heart. And he is representative, you know, to help externally the sincere person, he sends the spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master from outside and the Chaitanya Guru from inside is helping. The Supreme Personality is helping a devotee, a real serious devotee. Two ways, from within, from without. The Chaitanya Chaitamrita therefore says that Krishna Prakash, manifestation of Krishna, the spiritual mind. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasadad. Jasya Prasadad Nadati Kutu. If I can satisfy my spiritual master, then I understand that Krishna is satisfied. And if I cannot satisfy my spiritual master, then I have no other way to approach Krishna. This song we sing every day. So, my Guru Maharaj used to say that instead of seeing Krishna, you serve so faithfully that Krishna will see you. That should be because. Krishna, he is omnipresent. He can see you. He can understand you, what you are doing. So, we have to execute devotional service in such a faithful way. That Krishna is that is then will be successful. Don't try to see Krishna. Try to become seen by Krishna. That was my Guru Maharaj's instruction. Chakku jathaiva akrita antaparam tasmātma tantrasya harer adhisitu parasya mayādhi pate mahātmana evambhuta paramasthala mat annyat astiti. And Jamaraj says that I have got a master like that. So Jamaraj has anubhuti. Therefore he describes what is the nature, characteristics of his master. Jamaraj also does not say that I have seen my master. But he still accepts that there is a master. I am not all in all. Never says in these slokas, you do not find anywhere, Jamaraj says, that I have seen it. It is very common thing. Now the government is going on. Not that everyone has seen the president or the king, but still the government is so nicely managed that everyone knows that there is an executive head. So there is no question of this willing that there is no God. I do not believe in God. God is dead. Or everyone is God. Not like that. Tasmāpa-tantrasya harer harer adhīsitu parasya māyādhipate mahātmanā prāyena dūtā iha vai manohara charanti tadrūpa gunasabhāvā. Now, Jamaraj says, bhavate vambhuta annaṁ parameshara ji puna rasmāt nivushtasya pātinam rakṣita bhanta ti ketānāha tasyati dābhyāṁ. So, the Jamadūta is inquired from Jamaraj whether there is another controller than yourself. So that he has described that there is a supreme controller than myself. Tasseva rupam guna prabhava svabhavam bhakta vatsaladi jisa. So that taksha atatantrasa hare radhisitu parasya mahadhipate mahatmana. So he is informed that there are Vishnu Dutas. They are, Vishnu Duta means devotees. The devotee of Lord Vishnu. They are also, that the Jamadutas, they are also traveling everywhere to find out, not to find out everyone is sinful. Similarly, they are Vishnu Dutas also. That is the information. They are also saying, they are inspecting what kind of actions they have actually, but for me. Prayana Duta Yahvai Manohara. Because the Vishnu Dutas came to take away Ajami, so they were surprised to who these persons, the great personalities were there. So now Jamaraj is explaining that these Manohara, these beautiful personalities who appear, they are Vishnu Dutas. That's why you are Jamadutas. Similarly, they are Vishnu Dutas. Prayana Duta Yahvai Manohara Charanti. Charanti, they also travel all over the universe. And what is their quality? Tadarupa Gunasabhava. Exactly looking like Vishnu. Four hands with Shankha Chakra Gadabandha. Tadrupa. This is called liberation of possessing the similar features of the body as Lord Vishnu. Tadrupa guna sabhava. And their qualities are also the same. And sabhava and nature, characteristics are also the same. That is oneness. When one is liberated in his original spiritual feature, he becomes equal. Just like in sarupa, in form, guna, in quality, and sabhava, character. Exactly like Vishnu. Prayana dutas, it is very difficult to recognize. Just like in this world also, if the president or the king comes in common dress, you cannot understand who is president, who is king, and who is a common man. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha world also, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they have got the same feature of the body, same quality, and same character. This is just the idea. Try to understand. What is that? Prayena duta yavai manohara charanti tadrupa guna svabhava. Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani. These Vishnu Dutas, they are not only worshipable by common man, but they are worshipable by the demigods. Surapujitani. Sura means demigods. Pujitani. They are worshipped. Bhutani Vishnu, those who are associates of Lord Vishnu. So there is no question of impersonality. This oneness with God and the living entities, these are the oneness that they attain the same quality, the same characteristics, the same feature of the body. That is oneness. Not that they have no individuality. God has got individuality and his devotees are the living entities, even though not devotees, non-devotees. So everyone has got individuality. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that I, you, and all these persons who have assembled here in the battle of Kurukshetra, they existed in the past, they are existing at the present moment, and they will continue to exist in the future. Now, where is the question of mixing together? They existed as they are existing now, and at the present moment they are existing as individuals. And the past, they also exist as individuals. And in the future, they will continue to exist as individuals. So there is no question of losing the individual. That's the theory only. No living entity loses its individuality even after liberation. They try to keep a mixed-up with others. Just like the sunshine is a combination of a molecular part, something shine, is it not? Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is combination of the individual parts and parcels of God. But without individual activity, they cannot stay in the Brahma Jyoti for long. Because everyone wants some individual activity. Just like you are sitting together now, after some hour, every one of us will feel what is our individual. Everyone will be engaged in his individual activity. Therefore, according to Bhagavad Siddhanta, Arucha Kishena Parang Padang Tataha Padanti, the individual soul who simply tries to merge into the effulgence, Brahma effulgence, that position is attained after many, many years of austerity and penance. Aruya, Krishna, Krishna means with great trouble and difficulty, one is elevated to that position, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Arujya Kichena Parampada. Parampada is called Parampada. But again says, Patanti Adha, but they still, again, they are prone to fall down. Why they fall down? Anadika Jismat Angraya. Because they do not care for your lotus feet. That has been practically experienced in our country. Many, many, very, very big swamis, they attain perfection and realize that he is Brahma. But after time, again comes down to this material field of worker, opening hospitals, schools. So this Mahavadi Sannyasi, they say that the world is false. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. If the world is false, then why they come down to open schools and colleges and hospitals? That means they could not stay in the Brahma atmosphere for want of activity. Therefore, this devotional service is Brahma activity. One can stay. Without this Brahma activity, even one is elevated to the Brahma position, he falls down. Arujyakichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadika jismana. They are not very much inclined or declined practically to accept this devotional service. The Mahavadi, they say this devotional service, this satsang, sabanam kirtanam vishnas maranam padasevanam, they take it as a means to merge into the Brahma Vipalyam. They do not understand that this is the perpetual engagement of a devotee. Nitya yukta upasate, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the devotees, they are eternally engaged in devotional service. Eternally means after liberation. Not that after liberation the whole thing is changed. No. The process is so transcendental. Yeah, the devotees, they are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead even when he is conditioned. A devotee is not conditioned, even accepting he is conditioned. But his engagement in the liberation stage does not change. The same condition goes on. The same worship is chanting. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sivanam achanam vandanam dasam sapkhamasam vedam. Bhutani Vishnas Surapujitani सुदर्शलिंगानि महाद्भुतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्ति मत परेभ्य मत्तस्मत्यान अथ सर्वतः. Very nice, God. So Yamaraj says that these Bhutani, Vishnu Bhutani, the Vaishnava, the Vishnu Bhutas, they are worshipped by the demigods. Anywhere they go, they are worshipped. They are worshipable. Vishnu. As God is worshipable, similarly, the Vaishnava, the God servant, they are also worshipable. And Krishna says, madhvaktya puja bhajita. Anyone who worships my devotee, he renders devotional service better than by worshipping me directly. therefore he says, ātārjaṁ māṁ vijāniyāt nāvamanne sakarhichit. Namastu buddhya asuyeta sarva deva mayo guru. There is another version that Krishna says, these are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam while he was talking with Uddhava, 11th canto. That's why Krishna had talked with Arjuna, which is known as Arjuna Gita. Similarly, he had talked with Uddhava, another devotee, that is known as Uddhava Gita. In that Uddhava Gita, this statement are there, that Acharya Mang Vijaniya, Navamanneta Kadhisi, Acharya should be known as good as God. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Chakravarti. Sakshadharityena samasta sastra. He also refers to the sastra, not that he is opining by his own intellect. No, that is the specialty of learned scholars and devotees that should immediately give evidence from the sastra. Vishnu Chakravarti says that Guru is as good as God by the verdict of the sastra. Sakshadharityena samasta sastra. And Krishna says, Acharya Man Vijaniya, Acharya should be known as good as myself. Navamanneta karishi. Never become disobedient to Acharya. Namatta buddhya asuyata. Never be envious of the Acharya. Consider him to be an ordinary person. Nāvamanneta sarhiti. Sarva-deva mayana. By worshipping Ācārya. And Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ācārya upāsanam. Tad-viddhi panipātena paripasnena sivaya. These things are there. So this, I must say, assistance and associate of Vishnu Dutta, it is stated, Yamaraj says, Yamaraj is Mahajan, therefore you have to accept. Mahajana jena tatasya pantha. Yamaraj says that Bhutani Vishnu Sudapujitani Suddarsa Ningani Mahadhutani. Suddarsa, it is very difficult to find out them because in our experience, within this material world, perhaps only Brahma has four hands. And Vishnu has four hands. And sometimes Lord Shiva has also four hands. They are because they are biggest of all the demigods. But ordinary living entities, hardly one can find out a person with four hands. Therefore it is said here, Duddarsa Linga. They are very real to be seen. But Mahādhūtāni, they are wonderful. Mahādhūtāni. Rakhanti tad-bhakti matapharajya. And what is their business? The business is rakhanti tad-bhakta. Their business is to give protection to the devotees of the Lord. Rakshanti tadbhakta mati mata karibha. Just like Vajami was attacked by the Yamadutas 2 years ago and protected. Karibha. Rakshanti tadbhakti mata karibha. Matasya matan atasadvata. And they give protection from my jurisdiction. I may be sometimes mistaken to go to a person who is completely a devotee. Therefore, they are required. No, you cannot come here. This is what I said. Vishnu bhutani bhutya guddarsani drastum api asatkani lingani rupani jishantani bhaktimata vishnu bhaktan parebha sutrubha. So, there is no use to become envious of a devotee. Because a devotee, a pure devotee, will always be protected by this Vishnu Dutta, as they are protected Ajahnya. Parebha. Parebha, Siddha Swamiji, Shatru, enemies. In this world, although a devotee is Ajata Shatru, he does not do anything which will create enemy, but the nature of the world is that they will become envious. Any person, he has done no having wrong to you, but he is making progress, he is friend and he is never, he will be envious. So this man is becoming so successful. The nature of this world is envious. Envious. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning it is said, Nirmasaranam satam, dharma prodhita koita vatra, parama nirmasaranam. This is understandable by persons who are free from this quality of enviousness. Here is a quality in the material world. Anyone is here, he is envious of it. Para utkarsa asaham. They cannot tolerate that his friend or his brother is very much, advancing, either material or spiritual. They cannot tolerate. This is the society. That's what my Guru Maharaj used to say, that this is not a place for a gentleman to live, because surrounded by envious persons, especially to the divorce. Especially when a man becomes devotee to the Lord, he creates, he does not create, but the atmosphere itself, many enemies. It's like Prahlad Maharaj. He was a 5 years old boy and child. His father became enemy. Because the only disqualification Prahlad Maharaj had, that he was a great devotee. His father became enemy. What is Pitavada? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Tarorapi Sahishnuna. He'll have many enemies, many envious persons, when you become pure devotee. But you should tolerate Tarorapi Sahishnuna. Be tolerant just like a tree, and be humble just like a grass. Trinadati Sumitrina, Tarorapi Sahishnuna. Don't be afraid of your enemies, because Krishna will protect you. But in order to stop more misunderstanding, better become tolerant. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that envious person automatically, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Sivas was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and he's never become enemies. They wanted to insult him. In so many ways. These are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, that is natural, but we should always remember that let there be enemies, let there be envious persons, I will be protected by Krishna and his associates, and even I am not so accustomed, so I should learn to tolerate. Trinadatishunichena tarodati sahishnuna Amanina Maradina Kirtaniya Sada. Kirtaniya. If you want to make advancement in the chanting process, then you should be tolerant than the tree, and humbler than the grass. And anyone who hasn't got any respect, give him all respect. Oh, you are so wonderful. And go on with your business. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Yes. Thank you. Well, Genji, you got four guys.
Oh,
Aya. Abu Dhabi, I think. Any other question?
Yes.
Are they traveling to all the planets, or only where there are devotees? All the planets. Everywhere there are devotees. You are thinking that only in America there are devotees? Yes. Yes. This Nirupa looking exactly like Vishnu.
Brahma, don't you living entities on Brahma Loka have bodies like Lord Brahma?
Not exactly. Brahma is 400.
Oh, they don't have.
Prabhupada, you say that a person changes his original spiritual form, just like the distant vishnus that have their four-handed form. Does that mean that they will never rise up to, say, associating with Krishna in two-handed form? What does it mean, original form?
Well, you don't call two-handed.
Two-handed?
Yes.
So that four-handed form is not complete perfection of Krishna?
No. It's perfection everywhere in the spiritual world. But it is a question of variety, taste.
Uh-huh.
When you take Rasgulla, don't take kachori, that doesn't mean kachori is not perfect.
Uh-huh.
It is a question of taste. Somebody likes kachori, somebody likes Rasgulla. Uh-huh. Not that kachori is inferior to Rasgulla, Rasgulla is inferior to kachori.
So that means if someone is situated in that swarup,
everything is swarup. Everything is swarup.
Suppose someone is situated in Vishnu Dutta, he may change his taste.
Why he can change?
He may get a taste for associating
with change is taking place in this material world. There all tastes are fixed up, rasa. Eternal love. Every one of us have a different taste of associating with Krishna. So that will be realized when one is liberated.
That's fixed already?
Yes. You are liberated, you will understand in which way you are related with Krishna. That is called Sarasiddhi. But that is attained when you are actually perfect in devotional service. Just like in our family, we enjoy different rasas. We have got one kind of relationship with wife, one kind of relationship with sons and daughters, one kind of relationship with friends, one kind of relationship with servants, one kind of relationship with property. So similarly, Krishna, the whole creation is his family, and he has got relationship in that way. So why the son will change the relationship into husband and wife?
I see.
Yes. Because every relationship is very palatable. The gentleman, the head of the family, his relationship with wife and his relationship with servant is as much palatable. Maybe some gradation, but it is palatable. There is no question of changing. Not that I am tasting this rasa at the present moment when I get the prepared rasa. No. That is not. Everyone thinks my rasa is the best. Although there is comparative gradation, but everyone thinks, these things are explained in Krishna Sutra. Why don't you? Yes. Everyone thinks well, my relationship with Krishna is the best. Yes.
So it's not a matter of aspiring to some...
No, there is no question of aspiring. Because he is already situated in the best of relationship with Krishna. If the trees in Vrindavan, they want to serve Krishna silently in that way, supplying fruits and flowers. That is their ananda. Everyone enjoying the supreme bliss. And Krishna comes, takes a flower or food, or that is an enjoyment of.
And Krishna doesn't come when you're feeling separation?
Huh?
And Krishna doesn't come when you're feeling separation?
Yes, certainly. Yes, that is another belief. To feel separation from Krishna. Everything, either you meet or you separate, the bliss is there. Crying for Krishna is better bliss. So, as there are Jamadutas, they are arresting all the sinful persons. Similarly, Vishnudutas, they are always protecting the devotees. Narayana parasabde na sutakshana vibhati. Therefore, those who are devotees, they are not afraid of anything. Because they know confidently that Krishna is there. That is one of the items of sarnagati. Surrender means, unless one is convinced that Krishna will give me protection, so how you can surrender? There is no question of surrender. Avastha rakhive Krishna vishyasa palam. Bhakti Vatthaya says, to be firmly convinced, then Krishna will give me all protection. That's the surrender is possible. Anukullasya sankalpa kratikullam divarjanam. Surrender means one should simply accept favorable service to Krishna and reject anything which is unfavorable. And then next is avasya lakshive Krishna vishyasapa. And to be firmly convinced that Krishna is giving me all protection. Therefore, instead of trying to protect myself, a devotee should always remain dependent on Krishna. That is Sharanagati. And to consider oneself that now I am in the association of Krishna. These are different licenses of Sharanagati. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the best contribution to the human society. There is no comparison with this movement, any other welfare activity in the whole world. There is no comparison. Can you suggest any better welfare activities than this Krishna consciousness? Here is another, I can, which is better than Krishna consciousness. What is that? Who is suggesting?
Krishna consciousness.
No? बोलिए आ रहा था आपको कोई सजेशन है डॉक्टर दा वैकनाजी कृष्ण से मत परतन नान की अस्थि धन दिया क्लियरली नो बेटर पर्सनैलिटी और हायर personality than Krishna. Similarly, Krishna bhakti also in the same position. There is no more higher activity than Krishna consciousness.
So, but this one, Vishnu
is same. Huh?
This one, Vishnu
is the same. Yes, Guna Svabhava. So, it's stated there. But this same means does not mean that Vishnu, the associates have forgotten Vishnu's position. No. Although everything is the same, still the Vishnu Dutas know that Vishnu is master of the assignment. There are many instances in higher official circles, let's have a high court. All the justices are on the same caliber, but still, all the other justices, except Chief Justice, they are conscious samadhis. Is it not? Although their position, facilities, all the same, still, the Chief Justice position and the other judge's position is little different. You are a little bit late. We began at 5:30. class. He began our class in RSC at 5. And after RSC, he began class at 5:30. So along with our temple, we should have to construct some residential quarters for the students. And the students will remain with us. There will be no charge for their pudding or lodging. They remain as brahmachari and go to their school college. Is that idea all right? Not only students, anyone who remains with us, there is no charge for boarding.
Krishna consciousness leads to Krishna
breath.
That is why when Vijayan Deva, I told that Krishna consciousness is the being.
Yes.
That leads to Krishna breath. So Krishna breath should be superior to Krishna consciousness.
It's not superior.
Because that is him and that is them.
Just like the mango has got a different feature where it is not rational. The same matter is happening, that is very different. That's all. The process is to the writing stage. This. But it is all the time, it is a mango. It is a mango.
That is when I took up the same problem.
It is not that thing done, man. Bhakti is always there. Either in the perfectional stage or in the beginning stage. This is the same example. Mango is mango. But unripened stage, it has got a different feature, and ripened stage has got a different feature.
Paripakva.
In the water stage, it's more perfect.
And sometimes unripened stage also is very palatable. So many achas.
Mango is so nice.
Either ripen or unripen, it is always good. And that goodness may be tasted by different types of mango. But mango is always good. Mango is mango, Phalkaraja. King of all fruits. The devotional service is king of all process of bodily energy. That is his position. All. Either rational or unrational. It doesn't matter.
This
language
is very
open. That is maybe your test, but others may.
I'll give you a Krishna
consciousness,
the Krishna
family, and the Krishna family. Krishna family is the highest test.
Is it right to say that Krishna Prem is the perfection of Krishna consciousness?
Perfect is always. That is the highest truth. That we cannot imagine. All the rasas in relation to Krishna is perfect. But according to define devotee's state, that I already told. Everyone says, my relationship with Krishna is the best. Everyone thinks. But it is for the outsider to consider the this thing, conjugal love, and this is better than the Krishna's relationship with his servants or with the trees. And that is our culture. But in the Krishna field, that is called absolute. Every test is as good than this. That is oneness, absolute.
So, Prabhupada, a neophyte devotee, he may think it might be very nice to be Krishna's friend, but he may actually be a hypocrite. And be fully satisfied when he comes to that stage.
No, if he thinks like that, then he should cultivate that knowledge in that way. Yes. That is described in Nekra Devasana, teaching Salad.
But that may not be his actual.
No, but when at the time of devotional service, if such impetus has come, that means he has lost the belief. It is too developed. Therefore. That means the actual relationship with Krishna is coming out gradually. It is being developed. So one has to develop it. Following the footsteps of the Krishna's friends in Vrindavan. That is Jesus described it. Not directly. No. You cannot say that I have become Sudama. No. You have to follow the footsteps of Sudama. I have become Mother Yashoda. No. You have to follow the footsteps of Mother. That is your thing. As soon as you say, I am Yashoda, I am Mushu, then it is as good as the Mahabharata, I am God. Dasa-dasa-nu-dasa. That person should be important.
Dasa-dasa-nu-dasa.
Suppose someone is satisfied simply being related with the spiritual master.
That is everyone's business. Everyone's business. That is not a particular test. That is the duty of all devotees.
You are like Radha Krishna Dutta. Yes.
I am simply trying to carry his honor. That's all. I am not Radha Krishna.
We have become your followers.
That is your duty.
Yes.
That's the process.
Somebody else might become a follower of a devotee of Bhaktivinoda.
It's not that I am directly connected with Krishna or Vishnu. I am directly connected with my spiritual mind. And my business is to carry out his honor. That's all. If I can do that, well, that is my purpose.
But somebody else may become a devotee of, say, a devotee of Lakshmi Narayana. Is it understood that he is then, because he has become a devotee of the follower of Lakshmi Narayana, they come to associate with Lakshmi Narayana?
No, it is not that. A devotee is not particular follower of Lakshmi Narayana, not of Krishna. The one who is pure devotee, he knows both these. Land is a person. He may be a spiritual master, a devotee of Radha Krishna, but his disciple may be a devotee of Lakshmina. So that's not temper. It does not matter, because they are the same. Ramadi Mutti Sukalaniya Vaina Tishthan. They are all one. When we say Krishna, he includes everyone. Rama, Narayana, Vishnu, everyone.
Oh, I don't.